It's great singing those Christmas carols, isn't it? If you're turning your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 40, we're reminded of a great prophecy that a Messiah was going to come. As you read through the pages of the book of Isaiah, some of you have actually done a study in it. How long we were in that book?
4 years.
And yet it only seemed like days. But a great, marvelous prophecy within the pages of Isaiah of the Messiah. Some of the most famous, if you think about it, Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, that there's going to be a virgin, and she'll be with child. And she'll bear a son, and he'll be Emmanuel, is in Isaiah. One of the most famous, I think, is in Isaiah chapter 9, in verse 6, a child will be born to us. Son will be given. The government will rest upon his shoulders. Should call his name Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. A wonderful, wonderful prophecy. Well, as you come to Isaiah chapter 40, we get a picture of how this Messiah will reign. He will come, he will reign. What will he do? How will he do it? Well, it is in great comfort. And if you look in chapter 40, verse 1, it is a desire to comfort us. And that is the reason why he sends the Messiah to us. We see the wonderful words of John the Baptist, in which he is the announcer, being proclaimed in verses 3 through 7, in which John the Baptist is a voice in the wilderness, proclaiming the mighty coming of the Messiah. A voice is calling, clear the way for the Lord in the wilderness. Make smooth in the desert a highway for our God. Let every valley be lifted up, every mountain and hill be made low. Let the rough ground become plain, and the rugged terrain a broad valley. Then the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all flesh will see it together. I can hardly wait. Here comes the Messiah. A voice says, call out. He answered, what should I say? What should I call out? Tell them all flesh is as grass, and all its loveliness is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, when the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Of all things to announce, remind the people that they will not last. They need a Messiah. Well, verse 9 through 11, give us the marvelous picture of that Messiah. Get yourself up high on the mountain, O Zion, bearer of good news. Lift up your voice mightily, O Jerusalem, bearer of good news. Lift it up. Don't fear, says the cities of Judah. Here is your God. Behold, the Lord God will come with might, with his arm ruling for him. Sounds pretty scary, doesn't it? But it's not finished. Behold, his reward is with him, his recompense before him, like a shepherd. Who would have guessed? King of kings and Lord of lords, coming like a shepherd, he will tend his flock. John chapter 10, Jesus proclaims himself, I am the good shepherd. His arm, he will gather the lambs, he will carry them in his bosom, he will gently lead them like nursing ewes. Wonderful picture, isn't it, of a mighty God. You say, well, how mighty is he? Well, it actually says it in the same chapter, doesn't it? This God that will come and minister to you like a shepherd tenderly picks up a lamb is the same one who controls all the nations. I mean, what are the nations to him? Well, it says, if you look with me, in verse 15, behold, the nations are like a drop from the bucket. They are regarded as a speck of the dust. He lifts up the islands like fine dust. Verse 17, all the nations are as nothing before him, regarded by him as less than nothing, meaningless. Like a shepherd he comes. Wonderful picture of the Messiah coming to us. Father, we give you thanks for the wonderful promise of a Messiah to come and rescue this old grass. We know that neither we nor the deeds that follow us that appear to be beautiful for a time are going to last. But you abide forever. We therefore come before you and bow our knees before you and humbly worship before you, realizing that anything done for you in your name will be lasting. We therefore give our lives to you in Jesus' name.